So malacha anyantiv. Ochal nefesh. Category number one. Ochal nefesh. Midyoraisa, any malacha which is being done with tzorach ochal nefesh is mutter midyoraisa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes in Taf Tzadi Hei Aleph. In Taf Tzadi Hei, he passes any malacha which is being done with tzorach ochal nefesh is mutter midyoraisa on Shabbos. On Yantiv, excuse me. Now, if you're able to have done that malacha before Yantiv, and there would be no downgrade in taste, as we mentioned in Shir, so the Rama says that there are those who are machmir in such a situation, and the Mishnah Berurah says that that's how we hold the halacha. But lamaisa, we generally assume that almost all food is better when it's made fresh than if it was made the day before. The example he gives of something that wouldn't be included in that category is to do the malacha of lush on the dough. To knead the dough, it doesn't matter if you knead the dough today or if you knead the dough yesterday. The baking makes a big difference. Baking it today, it'll be much tastier than if you baked it yesterday. But the kneading of the dough doesn't make a difference. And therefore, kneading dough, kneading like with a K, kneading the dough, which should preferably be done before Yantiv. And it would be a problem to do it on Yantiv. It's a malachas ochal nefesh, which is efshar lasos mei erev Yantiv. However, bidi eved, if you didn't do it, the Rama brings down that you can do it al yedei shina. Okay, so category number one, I just want this to be very organized, is midyoraisa, all malacha is mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Tzorach Ochal Nefesh, and the Rama throws in this chumrah that if you could have done it before and there'd be no downgrade, then it is a problem for doing on Yom Tov. Now, what about midyorabanan? So even though midyoraisa, we said all malacha can be done, midyorabanan, many malachos were explicitly aser. For instance, tzira, can't pick an apple on Shabbos. Oh, it's the Tzorach Ochal Nefesh. Then pick the apple and eat it. Can't do that on Yom Tov. Why? Ktsira, tchina, grinding things. Bitsira is picking grapes. Skita, as you all know what that is, squeezing out liquid. Tzeda, hunting. Right? You want to hunt an animal in order to shecht it, in order to eat it. All of these things, or tzeda would be more like trapping. So all of these things are usur, even if it's a tzorach ochal nefesh. This is in Taf Tzadi Hei Beis. And the Mishnah Berurah adds other things. He says dosh, which you know what that is, separating something from its natural encasement. Merakade, which is, let's say, sifting flour. All of these things, even the Tzorach Ochal Nefesh. You want to make flour, you want to sift the flour, can't do that. That, first of all, that's clearly something that could have been done before Yom Tov, number one. But all of these things are things that are considered avodah rabbah. Avodah rabbah doesn't mean that they're necessarily hard to do, but they're the type of thing that you do en masse. Meaning, you don't generally sift flour just for the one challah you're going to bake right now. Usually you bring home your flour, you bring home a couple of packages of flour, you sift all of it, and then you have flour for the next few weeks. It's the types of malacha, and all of these malachas are like that. When you hunt in general, you don't, let's say you're catching fish, you don't catch one fish. You put out your net, and you catch yourself 10 fish, 15 fish, you don't have to go hunting every day. Oh, I'm hungry. Let me go outside and see if I can catch a fish. What if you don't catch one? So you generally try to hunt or grind or pick apples. You don't, who wants an apple? Okay, go out to the tree and pick one. No, you go out, you pick the apples off the tree, you get your bucket of apples, you bring it inside until the apples are done. Then you go out and you pick more. Since these are all malachos that are done in large quantity, Chazal asered it because they don't want you to spend yontif. You know, you're going to tell your kid, oh, go get an apple from the tree. You say, you know what, once you're out there, take the bucket and take the apples off the tree. So that's going to be tircha. It's also going to be stuff that you're going to be doing for after Yom Tov. So for all of these reasons, Chazal asered many malachos, even though midyoraisa, they're okay. Now again, we're talking right now mitzorech ochal nefesh, not mitoch. We're talking about ochal nefesh. So many malachos end up being asered. There are those who say that they're even asered midyoraisa. Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin midyorabanan. There are those who say it's even asur midyoraisa, these malachos. So lamaisa, which malachos are mutter? The malachos that seem to be mutter, letzorech ochal nefesh, are lush, but again, lush only when, at least for the Ramah, you couldn't have done it the day before. So, for instance, something that we sometimes do with the problem of lush, and I don't want to do this on Shabbos, you should be aware, is to take, you know, the way they make tchina, is they take, you buy this guk, and you put it into a bowl, and you add water, and you mix it together, and as you mix it together, it starts to get like thicker, and then it gets looser. That taking powder and mixing water with it and turning it into some type of paste is a problem on Shabbos. So if you're doing it on Yom Tov, it's something that is better when you do it fresh. So lush would be allowed. Bishel is allowed. Shrita and Hafshata, things having to do with, you know, skinning the animal, are allowed. Potzah is allowed, as we know famously. Ha'avara, lighting a fire, is allowed. But Chazal asered midrabanon to light a fire from scratch, because it's molded, it's creating something new, it looks like a malacha, it's something you could have done before, and that's why you're allowed to increase a flame. You can add wood to an existing fire. You can turn up a flame, let's say a gas flame, you could turn it up, but you're not allowed to start it from scratch, even though it's havara. That's the only reason, seemingly, you can't turn lights on Yom Tov. Now, there's a debate if lights might be bona, so it might be a separate problem. The Chazon Ish paskin that lights are bona, and if it's bona, then for sure we have a problem. But even if you learn, like Rishon Zalman Orbach, that lights is havara, it should be allowed on Yom Tov. It's certainly letzorech achila should be allowed, right? Like if you would want to, turn on your stove, so that's letzorech achol nefesh. So we hold that havar, you're not allowed to start from scratch. You're allowed to turn it up, you're not allowed to start from scratch. That's necessary rabbana. Also, kiboy, you're allowed to put out. When do you put out? So we said, you can first of all turn down a flame. You can't put it out completely, but we allow you to, say, grill a hamburger on top of coals, even though we've mentioned this in Shir. Some of the juice is going to fall down. It's going to put out the coals in the spot that it hits. That's allowed with Tzorach HaKol Nefesh. One last malacha, which is very interesting, is Borer. Borer is often done on a grand scale, and it should be Aser, like the other things that we saw that are Aser Midi Rabbanon, because you do it as a Hoda Rabba. But the Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch does Matir doing Borer on a very small scale, like in a kitchen setting. So, for instance, you have a salad, and you don't like onions, and you want the onions out of the salad, on Shabbos you wouldn't be able to pull out the onions. You can maybe pull out all the lettuce and all the other stuff. You could take the ochel mitoch psoles with your hand, biad, miad, in order, right, those are the three categories, three criteria in order to do borer on Shabbos. It has to be ochel mitoch psoles, take the good from the bad, with your hand, not with a machine or some type of kli, and it has to be miad, for immediate consumption. So if there's a salad with lettuce, tomatoes and onions, and you don't like onions, and you really don't like onions, so, and I mean, they can't just be there. You want them out of the salad. So on Shabbos, you could take out all the lettuce, you could take out all of the tomatoes, leave the onions in there, and then eat the lettuce and the tomatoes, because it's ochel mitoch psoles, biyad miyad. On Yom Tov, you'd be able to just take out the onions, because borer is allowed on a very, very small scale. But it's not allowed on a large scale, which is the traditional way that borer is done. Okay, that is in terms of ochel nefesh. Machshirei ochel nefesh, I'm going to skip for now. It's not really so nogea lemaisa. I put it on there. You can read it if you want. But let's talk about mitoch, because that's something that we spoke about in Shir. Mitoch is the principle, as we saw, that mitoch shehutra l'tzorach ochel nefesh, hutra nami shelo l'tzorach ochel nefesh. Now, mitoch is most aggressively applied by hotzah, and by Havara. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that by Havara and Hotzah, you're allowed to do Havara. Now again, Havara does not mean to light it from scratch. As we already said, that's also Midi Rabbana. But to increase a flame, or to increase a light, or Hotzah, with Sorech Hayom, would be Mutter. Now again, a light gets more complicated because it might be Bona. So I don't mean an electric light. But Havara and Hotzah are mutter, even if it's not Letzorach Ochel Nefesh. That's the whole principle of Mitoch. But it has to be, as we saw in Tosfos, it has to have at least the Tzorach of Yom Tov, or at least the Hanos HaGuf on Yom Tov. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Yud Aleph. Mishnah Berurah says, as long as there's a Tzorach Yom Tov, or some type of Hana on Yom Tov, so then Mitoch. So therefore, carrying, you definitely are allowed to carry, when there's no Eruv, a sandwich, in order so that you can eat it in your house. But are you allowed to carry a book that you want to read on Yom Tov? So the principle of Hotzah would say, of Mitoch would say yes, Hotzah is mutter. And that's why we traditionally say that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to light candles. There's the three C's on Yom Tov that are allowed. Carrying, candles, and cooking. You're allowed to cook, Ochel Nefesh. You're allowed to carry, and we generally say you can carry anything. You can carry a book. You can carry keys. You can carry food. Why? That's because of mito. And it's not really 100% correct, because to carry something that you don't really need on yontif, let's say there's a big debate, can you carry your sitter back from shul when you don't need it anymore on yontif? You got to carry it back. Big debate in the poskim, because you don't need it on yontif. So it's not that carrying is just across the board mutter, but carrying with tzorach yontif is mutter. So cooking, carrying, and candles. Candles, we light candles. Women on the second day, when women count, they light candles for that second day. How do they light candles? So I imagine, or hope, in most of your homes, so you don't just like light a match. You can't light a match on yontif. It's with your rabbanon. It should be okay, because havarish should be allowed. Tzorach chol nefesh, and mitoch that, it should be allowed. But we have this issur d'rabbanan, and that's why we take people.
Would you consider that fire really noah, though?
When you take a match and you strike a match, for sure.
Oh.
So what do? Right. We light a yahrzeit candle, and that way you have a candle that's burning, and then you put the match to the yahrzeit candle, and you're just transferring fire. That's how the women light candles. They take a candle. Forget a match. They take a candle. They connect the candle to the yahrzeit candle, and they're able to therefore spread the fire, and that's havara. But it's not havara from scratch, and that's allowed. So havara and otsar are the classics. Those are allowed. What about all the other malachos? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, tu'a din for shchita and bishul. Also, shchita can be done, shlo otsar chachol nefesh. Now, you're thinking, shchita, what do you mean? Why are you doing shchita? If you're doing it for tomorrow, that's for sure not okay. So what do you mean, shchita? So we already saw that certain things, chabura, for instance. Chabura, what's the issur of chabura? It's not soveya, what's the issur of chabura? Netilas neshama, shchita. That's why Bir Rishona was allowed. It was allowed for sure on yontif, the debate about Shabbos. But it was for sure allowed on yontif. That was our sole sugya, and Dav Zayin, Ksubis. Why was it allowed? Because it's chabura. Oh, but it's not the tzorach chol nefesh. Yeah, but mitoch shu tshu tzorach chol nefesh. But you're not mishlo tzorach chol nefesh, as long as it's tanal sayom, or it's a mitzvah. So that's shchita. Shchita and bishul. Now, bishul in general is going to be ochel nefesh, but there are ways to be over on bishul that are not ochel nefesh. I'd say heating up a metal or things like that. So if heating up a metal would somehow be a tzorach yom, that would be allowed on yontif as well. The poskim debate, when the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, havara and hotzah, and even bishul and shchita, do they mean only those other two? Or they mean all other malachos that were allowed for ochel nefesh are also going to be allowed because of mitoch. What do I mean by that? Remember, there are malachos that are not allowed, even the tzorach ochel nefesh. We listed a whole bunch here on the sheet here. I gave you lisha and bishul and shchita and hotzah and avar and kiboy and borer. Those are the malachos that are allowed with tzorach ochel nefesh. The other malachos are not allowed with tzorach ochel nefesh. You can't do ktsira. So now, when we open up because of mitoch to not only ochel nefesh but also other needs on yontif, did we open it up only for bishul and shchita and hotzah and havara, or we also opened it up to the other things, lisha and kiboy and borer? So most poskim assume that we opened it up to all the other ones as well. So there's a debate in poskim, for instance. This is, some of these things are subject to debate. So for instance, can you do borer of clothing or cards? Right. A lot of people don't realize that if you have a board game on Shabbos, and you have like a big pile of cards. It's like, you know, like you're playing Monopoly. You just have this, and you know, you're not, some of us, I imagine Avi, Avi's Monopoly, so he has like his 500s in one pile with a rubber band around them. He has 100s with another pile with a rubber band around them. But in my house, we're not as organized as Avi is. And in our house, you just have like this big wad of like all the 500s and the 100s and the 50s. They're all sort of mixed together. So now when you want to play, what do? The first thing you do is you sit there sorting them, separating them, the 100s into a pile, the 50s into a pile. No, let's do that on Shabbos. So the on yontif, are you allowed to do borer on yontif? So that's very much dependent on this question. Borer is allowed on a small scale with tzorach ochel nefesh. So didn't mitoch open up borer as well or not? It's a debate in the poskim. Okay, the last point that I'd like to just make is certainly when we open up through mitoch, and even ochel nefesh itself, there's a criteria that needs to be fulfilled in that shovel ochel nefesh. Even for ochel nefesh itself, the poskim debate, am I allowed to cook on yontif a really, really spicy food that 90% of people won't eat? You know, like those like those hot peppers, I'd say, those jalapeno peppers that are really, really hot, and a lot of people don't eat them. So am I allowed to cook those on Yom Tov? Maybe that's not Shavuot Chol Nefesh. The post that I'm saying it is Shavuot Chol Nefesh because we don't look at the pepper, we look at the fact it's a meal food. In Achanami, not everybody eats it. It's very similar to what our Gemara said about Tzvi, about a deer. And even though most people don't eat deer, the average person doesn't eat deer, but it is something that Shavuot Chol Nefesh in the sense that it's meat and everybody would eat it. So no, the pepper may be a little bit different. Not everybody would eat the pepper. But the post are makel about that. But this is a criteria, Shavuot Chol Nefesh. We brought it up that there's a little bit of a debate about things that say smoking. Smoking is a problem anyway because it's Sechas Nefashos to smoke. But putting that aside, let us smoke on Yantiv. It's Havara. Right? You can't light a fire from scratch. If you have a fire lit already, so you light up your cigarette, are you allowed to let us smoke on Yantiv? So there's a big debate. Is that called Shavuot Chol Nefesh? That's something that everybody would do. Even though it should be mutter, it's Havara, and it's Hoch Shvutcher, it's Hoch Nefesh, Hoch Yonami, the Shard Tzrochim. Many poskim say that nowadays, because of the health concerns, that's not Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Most normal, sane people don't smoke. And therefore, that's not something that would be allowed on Yom Tov. Okay, that was just a little bit of a summary of Hilchos Yom Tov. Everyone should have an amazing day.